home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now.
Okay. Monday, March 10th, 2025. 6:04 a.m. Ah, boy. So we had the time change yesterday, so we lose an hour, which is kind of nice. That means I got an hour extra to paint if I get up at the usual time according to the clock. And there's Angel, the also known as Chaos. She's ready for her walk, but it's way too early. It's still dark outside, and I'm not going to walk completely in the dark without it getting light pretty soon. Boy, this dog really wags her tail a lot. Unlike the other two. Anyway, let's see. So, yesterday was Sunday. Let's see. Didn't get much done. I didn't paint yesterday. Painted Friday and Saturday. Or was it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? I can't remember. Let's see. Well, one of those days, Thursday or Friday. That's probably just Saturday. A little bit on Thursday, I think. A little bit on, and then Saturday I painted during the day. But, so one of those days I was working on the yard. So I guess that was Thursday that I was working in there. But boy, I overdid it. I think I might have mentioned this. So I really don't want to do that again. But today I'm going to work in the yard again. That's why I'm not painting. Give this painting a chance to dry. And I think I will sand down it a little bit. Yeah, it could use some sanding, I think. Let's try it out and see. It's not like it's really going anywhere. It's actually looking pretty good right now, but I think it needs some sanding. Let's see. That's the Midnight Rom through Sailor Bar. I'm thinking about different titles for it. How about Sailor Bar at Night? I don't know. But yeah, so I got my heater going. It's not really that cold today. It's actually warming up a little bit now. That's why I'm thinking more about the garden. Today I want to. I had this area over by the chicken coop where I had the wife dumping the bunny litter pan. She uses wood chips for that, so I had her dumping them there, and she stopped dumping them there. I forgot what the reason was, but so I'm gonna clean that up. We have Bermuda grass growing in that area, so I'm going to clean up the sawdust, pile it over by the compost at the top of the yard. Then I'm going to go after the Bermuda grass. So to do that, you got to dig the earth up and get all the roots out and stuff, and clean them out of the dirt, and then put the dirt back where it was. So that's going to be a day. Let's see. So, Monday, I don't think I have anything going today. Let's see what the calendar says. I'm pretty sure I don't. The 10th. Nothing. Nothing till Friday. Oh, okay. So, I've got some payment schedules on Friday that I put in. I got a Kaiser Lab next Monday, and it's also St. Patrick's Day. Then I got a dentist appointment the 27th. Oh well, that's it. Nothing else. I was thinking about calling my sister. She came back from Southern California. She goes down there every January or so and stays till the cold goes away, but it really hasn't gone away. But it's not terribly cold, so I think she could take that. So she was gone from January to last Saturday. So yeah, So the days are longer, and it's actually warmer now. The warm air has kind of moved in a bit. Not so much cold air like there was in February and parts of January. I'll give her a call today, most likely, if I remember and if I have time. Which I'll have time, so mostly if I remember, I guess. Because once I get going, it's like, oh, yeah. Nothing gets... I just looked at this painting I'm doing. My Santa Rosa _ California painting. And I was just realizing, oh, yeah, I drew that wrong. because I was looking, I said, what's wrong with this picture? And I see where I drew it wrong. Anyway. So that's the nice thing about painting. You can just paint over something again and then sand it down if you don't like the whole thing and then paint over it some more. And at one point you get to a good idea. Let's see, what else we got going here? Okay, 6:10. Yeah. So that would be 5:10. I want to leave about 6:45. Then it'll be about perfect because it'll be dark, but just starting to get light. And so by the time I get halfway through my walk, it'll be very, very light. And I'll miss most of the dogs on the walk. This is one lady I've been running into, and apparently she must really get up early, because she's coming from the American River Bike Trail Bridge, and I'm getting to about halfway through my walk down by Capitola and Bridge Street. And she's coming up, and a couple of times she's you know, because my dog reacts to her dog, and then her dog kind of reacts, but not as bad as my dog, and she doesn't want her dog to react. She's training it not to. So when she sees me coming, she kind of gets out of the way. And last couple of times I saw her coming, so I got out of the way just to repay the favor, and I just kind of like go down this side street, knowing that she's going to continue the street that we're on. And I let it pass and then come back on my street and continue on. And this is where I do that, where I have done that these past two times, is there's this house there, and this guy's apparently he's a landscape contractor, and I never saw it. And he's got this piece of property that there's a big ravine right at the back of his house, and or it actually runs through them. Like if he had a backyard, it runs through the middle of his backyard. Okay, and so he's got a big ravine in his backyard with some more property beyond the ravine. And what he's done is he's built these little bridges across, and really cool. It's kind of cool. I'd hate to fall into that because it's pretty steep, and he's got all these retaining walls that he built. And hopefully they would, you know, they're not going to fall into the ravine someday because of erosion. But it looks pretty stable. It must be pretty stable. It's been there for ages. He's probably dealt with the drainage pretty good, so it's going to be dry underneath all that, and it's probably not going to slough off anywhere. But yeah. So, and it looks like he's done work for some of his neighbors up and down the street, because a lot of the landscaping looks pretty familiar. And actually, I did see him working on one of his neighbors up the street on their landscaping, and yeah, pretty much confirmed. Yeah, he's the contractor that did the other landscapes for the other people. But yeah, so the ravine actually starts in his front yard, then curves around. Okay, looking south from the street, it starts on the right, on the west side, on the right hand side of the property, and goes straight south, and then curves to his backyard, to the east, to the looks like the southeastern corner of his property. and it's deep. I mean, because when I stand at the, there's a hill there at the north, at the southwestern part of his property. There's a, you're standing on a hill at that point, and looking down, I can't see the bottom of the ravine. I mean, it's a creek, okay, but it's down there, and if somebody falls in there, it's going to hurt. but that's Fair Oaks. You know, there's other places down Winding Way to the east of me, to the east of Fair Oaks Boulevard, and there's this, well, the first big bridge you come to crosses a ravine, and if you go south from that, there's all sorts of property that backs up to that. To that ravine going to the American River. And I knew one guy there that used to be an engineer for AT&T, the company I used to work for, and he built some property there, and he says, yeah, it's got a nice view, but and he's got lots of property, but he says he can't access it because it's just too steep going down. And he was an older man then, you know, a little older than me, so it would worry me, though. Is there house shifting, you know? Is that, because you hear a lot about that. And there was when we were looking at houses, and we were looking at this one place in Old Town Folsom that was kind of like on the towards the downslope of the American River up on the eastern side of Old Town Folsom. And, yeah, there's a lot of the houses there that were for sale were having some foundation problems because of land shifting. So okay, so let me call this a wrap. I got to start getting ready here. I got a half an hour to get ready with the dog and stuff, and get out of here. So, am I forgetting something? I can't remember. Anyway, so let me call it a wrap because I want to get home and get stuff done, and you know. Get stuff done. I like getting stuff done. So, have a good one.
I'm coming home, baby. Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home.